Welcome to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse, a portal of energy transmissions from spirit guides streaming light frequencies through sound. These vibrational messages get under your skin, activating your soul sounds. This podcast is channeled for the soul-led, light beings, conscious creators, intuitives, light workers, light leaders, and those remembering. You're invited to play with these sounds and expand into your true frequency. Let them flow through you and co-create with them. I'm Laís Court, associate and magic space holder for your inner light to shine through. Enjoy the experience. Welcome back to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse. Today's guest, Marta Ulbrich, is the head of marketing of Roma Institute of Applied Yogic Science and Technology. She is also a Kundalini Yoga teacher and energy healer who works with words, sounds, and vibrations to aid her clients in facilitating a deeper connection to a higher frequency reality. I really encourage you to pay attention to each word that Marta shares here, not only the beautiful singing, soul singing that we brought here, but her knowledge of the use of vibration and sound in marketing and also for healing is very special. I know that many of you are business owners, so really take note of how to use your presence and your sound in your marketing. My clients know that I recommend Sat Kriya many times, and you see why here. This Kriya is all about projecting your sound and connecting with your sound, and you'll see why singing is so important for this same reason. So, come along, sound your soul, and enjoy the experience. And also, grab a journal to jot some notes. Doesn't matter how far or how long it takes. You're always coming back to your grace. The portal is always there for you, shining its light and opening its doors to you. If you can't see clear now, take a step back. It might be that you're so close you can't see the whole door. It might be that you're already there, just waiting to cross the threshold. If you can't see people in front of you, it might be that you're leading. If you can't see the horizon, it might be that you're high up on a mountain. Look up, look down, look around. Have perspective for your sound. Don't gravitate towards the things that bring you down. Your gravity is changing. You're able to uplift and to lift and to levitate in the skies through your imagination. And who says it's just imaginal after all? You're creating it right now. So choose what you want to create. Is it that scared view that you see in the news? Or is it paradise on earth? Is that fear? That self-imposed fear, because everyone else is feeling it, so you might as well have to feel it too. You know you're not buying that. You came here to bring the new world. So don't be scared. You don't have to conform. You never did. Just know that you can set your own beat. Listen to your heartbeat. You have your own drum system right inside of you. And I can't hear it playing off bass or afraid. Maybe a bit accelerated. That's just how excited you are, because this is the time you've been waiting your whole life. You always knew there was something else, and the something else is right here, right now. Yes, there's snakes. Yes, there's fire in the threshold, but you are made for this. Open your true eyes to see what's coming. The new world you're here to create. And set that to be your preferred state. You're not alone. There are many like you, uplifting each other and uplifting humanity. You're blessed. Stay awake and open up to receive the new gates and the new codes for the human race.
Oh my god. I got you with this one. That is, I'm truly speechless. It's so special. Oh my goodness. It's really beautiful.
Fearless, graceful.
Heart whole, lightness, bright star, cosmos open, so close.
Bright star, facing your own light. Bright star, facing your sister's light. Graceful falling, falling out of all about. Graceful falling in and out of the dream you create.
As I breathe deep, angels hold me. As I soften, angels hold me. Never walking lonely, always by my side, always, always by my side.
You're surrounded, guided, you're surrounded by your guides. Listen closely, they are watching. Listen closely, see the
whisper softly, don't be scared, my love, to turn the light on, shine your brightest, don't be scared, my love, to turn the light on, shine your brightest, let your kindness come to
light. Shine your light. Shine your light. Shine your light.
Heart beams, moonbeams, sunshine inside. Hold it, hold it. Everything is fine. Heart beams, moonbeams, sunshine inside. Yourself alive.
Remember, remember. greatest mission you could have. Choose the gathering is happening. Remember your source,
destiny so bright. Destiny so bright, follow me in the light. Destiny so bright, heart shines, soul light, calling me home. That was so much fun. I've never done something like that before. So fun.
And my favorite thing, when I started the guest episode, I was thinking, will this work? And after the first one, I was hooked.
I love it so much. I mean, it's obviously so, like, I don't ever sing in public anymore. So it's so embarrassing. But once you just like surrender to just the sounds, it's so like, it's just like swimming in the ocean, you know?
Yeah. It's truly a gift.
So thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, tell me a little bit more about that. You mentioned that you wanted to use more of your voice, and that's private. Where that gift came from?
Well, I mean, I don't know where specifically, if I can point to it, but I have always felt a calling to use my voice. My mom always, you know how moms do, but she always says I started talking at a super young age, and I don't remember what it was, but it was like very young, where my first sentence was, "Isn't it gorgeous?" So she always tells that story. So just from a young age, like, I've always loved just sound. And my grandma, so my mom's mom, is an opera singer, and she has the most incredible voice. And I just remember growing up at every holiday gathering, and every time we went over to her house, it was always just full of music. You know, she'd be cooking in the kitchen, just like belting out these operas. And I just remember being so entranced by her sound and so in love. So as I grew up, I started writing music, and I would write things and we would sing them together. And it was such a sweet and beautiful time. I know we were talking a little bit before we came on here, but you know, we all have things where we like kind of forget where we are in certain, who we are in certain moments. And for me, that meant kind of losing my voice a little bit. And as I, when I got into high school, I was really just searching for my voice again. And I started actually, I became a super competitive athlete, and I went really far in my athletic career. And I was, I don't know if anyone is familiar with the sport of rowing, but I was a coxswain. And so basically that means that I'm in charge of the boat, and the most competitive boat in the United States is an 8-person boat. So I had to steer a very, very thin 80-foot long piece of carbon fiber down rivers, through narrow bridges, next to other boats, and use my voice. That was the only thing I had to use, because I can't like stick my hand in the water and steer. So I'm like calling out different things. I'm just sensitizing myself to every single motion that's happening in the boat, and using my voice to get more speed and to coach people through. Like, you know, I can tell this person is a little bit late, you know, on entering the water with their oar. So I'm going to like work with them. I'm going to coach them through this, and hopefully we'll pick up more boat speed. So just having that opportunity where I had no other choice but to use my voice to bring a group of people together to like go fast down a river was really what helped me find my voice again. And I remember specifically there was, I was on the junior national, well, I was in the process of trying out for the junior national team. And so I would go with my high school rowing coach down to his like elite men's rowing team at like 4 o'clock in the morning before high school. And they would just tear me apart. I was like a 15 and 16 year old, and they, you know, lovingly, but they were super competitive. So they wanted to go fast. And I remember one practice, I was so nervous. I was just like saying a bunch of random words that like I knew didn't even mean anything. Like they just in the world, in the Kundalini yoga world, it's like they just were not penetrating at all. And one of the rowers stopped the boat, and I don't know if I'm allowed to curse on this podcast, but he was like, he was like, stop saying random fucking bullshit and think about what you're saying and feel the boat. And I was like so scared, because this guy was like an ex-Olympian. He was like the fastest rower on the team. So I was sitting there in the coxswain seat, and I just like took a deep breath and like choked down my tears. And I was like, I knew he was right. I was like, I am saying random things that don't mean anything. So that was like kind of a pivotal moment to me, where I was like, I need to actually listen to first the sound of the boat and feel the sound of the boat. And then how, what I'm saying, is it contributing or is it just like, you know, words? And that really just taught me how to speak from my navel and speak intentionally. He really was like a pivotal moment for me in that.
Wow, that's incredible. And you work with marketing, so it's all about speaking with intention as well, and making the message come across. So tell me more about how you got into that, and what your clients experience working with you.
So I left college, and so I don't have a degree, but I just didn't enjoy the educational system that I was going through. So I left and, had no, like, I, you're exactly right. Like I kind of just had to market myself, and I was like, okay, what are things that I like to do? So I was working a little bit in the film and music industry in Nashville for a little while. And then I moved out to LA, and I was here for about 2.5 years, I think. I was here for almost exactly 2 years before I found Rama. And I was working at the time with a film composer, and I was kind of just like randomly doing some marketing for him. I was learning how to use some of these email platforms. I was doing a little bit of social media, and I came to Rama and started getting involved in some of the women's programs. And then they offered for me to start working with them. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I don't really have a lot of experience, but the most that they needed help was in the marketing department. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll do, I already knew how to use some of the programs that they were using. And I was like, okay, sure. I'll give it a try. And it is, it's something where I learn every single day. It's all about the projection I have when I'm writing. I do a lot of the copywriting, and so in the email marketing. And so, all of the messages that I'm writing, it's like, I'm thinking, how can I give, and how can I, try to put into words what the experiences are of my love, my deep love for this practice and for my teacher, Guru Jagat, and for everything that she's creating at Rama. Like, how can I just be, how can I portray that to people in a way that's relational and grounded and, attractive in a sense that they'll, or magnetic, I guess, is a better word. So I don't necessarily have like a formulaic how-to, but it's more, I learn, as I said, every single day on the job. I'm like, okay, well, that didn't work. What can I do? I think I look at, if something doesn't work, I'm like, okay, where was I emotionally in that moment when I wrote that? And a lot of the times it's, I'm not present. I'm thinking about what's next, or I'm thinking about what happened in the past, but it's the presence. If I'm actually in the moment, like feeling the profound energy that Guru Jagat is running through the vision behind these programs, and I'm actually just fully in the moment of that and open to receive it, that vibration is kind of what writes, you know. But so yeah, that's kind of what works the most. That's what penetrates the most.
As someone who reads those emails, I feel like you're doing an amazing job, because it's not, like you said, it's not formulaic, and I feel that communication, marketing, and everything is going through to a change where formulas won't work anymore. It's really about that frequency, and you being, not only that you are in that frequency, the fact that you are so connected with that sound and with what energy, what frequency you want to put out, it's a great advantage.
I feel it's my job to be soft and open enough to receive the authentic vibration and vision behind these programs, and to put that in a way that people can understand and want to say yes to come and be completely transformed and have their lives change.
Yeah. You mentioned that music sound is a passion of yours, and you mentioned that you do sound healing as well. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? The audience already saw your beautiful voice now, and it definitely can feel your soul through that.
Thank you. I work with tuning forks, which you can use to basically adjust the different energetic fields of somebody's body. Mm-hmm. And because I love sound so much, I just like intuitively choose two tuning forks to use on somebody. And then I listen and I kind of put it over their body, and I can hear, and you kind of can feel it in the tuning forks too, where something is off in the field. So then you work with that area and you do things with the forks, and just to kind of like mend that. And it's so cool to actually hear the change in their energetic fields. And I have an amazing healing mentor who taught me a lot of what she knows. And the first time she used tuning forks on me, it was before I had started practicing Kundalini yoga. And I didn't even know any of this terminology at the time, but I had what we would consider a Kundalini rising, and my body just started like convulsing, and it lasted for months, which should not be. I had a very weak nervous system. So it was just like, it opened something up in me that just allowed a ton of energy to start running through. And about a month later, I actually found Rama. But those tuning forks are so powerful. I mean, they're totally, they can open you up and heal things in your field before they even get to your physical body. So we talk about in yoga, you have the 10 bodies, and you know, you can work with things in the aura and in the energetic field before they actually even reach the physical body, which is really, really powerful. Mm-hmm. I am only just now kind of starting to work with my voice in a healing way. I know we were also talking about that being super vulnerable. It's, you know, you just have to kind of surrender when you're in a like session with somebody, because it, you know, if I'm uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable. So, but yeah, I'm just kind of starting to work with that a little bit more as well.
I feel it's just like what we did here is really surrendering to be a channel and knowing that it's not about you. And even if the voice cracks, sometimes those cracks in the voice are a frequency that's needed as well, because life, it's not just light, it's not just that beautiful sound all the time. Sometimes we do have those cracks, and I feel that even those sounds, which I used to dread when my voice cracked, now I feel like, no, this is actually something that we need as well. It turns the emotion up, even when it doesn't sound beautiful.
But it's because it's real, you know. It's like, it's the no filter. It's the real life. It's just a really real moment, because that stuff happens. And it's not even like, you know, if we take the good and bad and the like pleasant and unpleasant out of it, it's just beautiful because it's what happens. It's just what happened and what is happening. And to me, that's what's so beautiful. I love those moments when you just get to see life be real.
I can't wait to hear more of your voice. I mentioned, if you ever decide to record and put sound out or do a sound healing workshop, something like that, I would love to be part of it.
Oh my gosh, we should totally do something. Maybe once we travel again, or even virtually, we could definitely do something. I would love that. You inspired me. I know you came on the Rama Life podcast as well, but our conversation just really inspired me to get back. I was like, why don't I sing? Like, I don't know. Why don't I share this? And you really inspired me to start thinking a little more seriously about that. So
like I said, in the Rama Life podcast, I feel that sound is simple. We make it complicated. Mm. So everyone has that fear of singing for some reason. And I feel it's just a matter of starting, because once we start, we see that, oh, actually this feels good and yeah, fun, and I actually sound pretty good.
I have never known a faster way to get in touch with yourself. And it's part of the reason, I'm not sure if all of your listeners are familiar, there's a meditation called Sat Kriya that you chant with, and you do this certain mudra with it, and it like gets you in touch with your sound. And to me, singing does that same thing. You just hear like the depth of your soul, and you can hear, you know, if you're singing on one level, it's like you can be like, oh, I'm not like fully into my authentic self. But the more, if you actually just soften and you actually just surrender and just literally feel, I always visualize like the core of my body, like, you know, that spinal center just being light. And if you tune into what that sounds like, that is what your authentic sound is. And when you, exactly like you coach, it's like when you're able to sing from that place, I truly think every single sound that comes from that space is beautiful. It's not about a note. It's not about how long you can hold it, or like the frequency of your vibrato or anything like that. It's just literally the sound of your soul that I feel and fully believe can change the frequency of the planet. Every single person who is able to touch that space and sing or speak or create in some way from that core light can completely and absolutely change and uplift the vibration of the planet.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. And I love that you mentioned Sat Kriya. That's the one that I do every day.
Do you? I do too. It's really helped me. Yeah, it's a really powerful one for me.
Even in the days where I feel like I can't do anything else, that's the one that will be done. Even if it's like the last thing I do in the day.
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with it, but it's extremely powerful.
I had the same thing in the beginning.
It's a process. It's a process.
And Yogi Bhajan says that when the pressure is on, start and the pressure will be off.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you so much, Marta. Anything else that you want to share with us? It was so beautiful to speak with you.
It was so amazing. Thank you so much, Lais, for having me on here and for being such an amazing human and friend, and for all the work that you do.
Check the show notes to connect with Marta on Instagram. The Soul Sounds Lighthouse was brought to you from sunny Brazil to reach you anywhere in the world with our light. If this podcast touched you in any way, reach out on Instagram. You can DM me or you can tag me and share the goodness. And of course, if you wish to experience your own soul sounds, message me, Soul Sound Sanctuary. These sessions are a sacred soul journey to the Temple of Ecstatic Dreams, where you can dive into the imaginal realm and express your sound current and the beauty of it. Can't wait to take you on this journey. Have a beautiful weekend.